The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Jill Redding. I played Dolores on The Wire, and you're listening to the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 292. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you for checking out this episode of the PVD cast. Before I talk about my guest for this episode, I have some huge news. A few weeks ago, I submitted the PVD cast and my side project, Matt Talk, to the Columbus Podcast Awards. And guess what? Both the PVD cast and Matt Talk have been nominated in two different categories. So the PVD cast has been nominated in the society and culture category. Matt Talk has been nominated in the TV and film category. And as the Columbus Podcast Awards state on their website, every single nominee has their hat thrown in the ring, so to speak, for podcast of the year. I've got to be honest with you. It is an honor to be considered along some of these other podcasts who have gigantic audiences. And I honestly, I'm just, mind is blown. I feel like so blessed and so lucky that the folks who put on the Columbus Podcast Awards want to recognize the PVD cast and Matt Talk for their contributions to the podcasting world. I mean, I hope I win and you can help me out. All right. You can help me out by going over to columbuspodcastawards.com/nominations and please vote for the PVD cast and Matt Talk. And you know what? Look, if you see any other podcasts on that list that you like in the other categories, by all means, vote for them too. I mean, I'm not trying to be a greedy individual when it comes to voting. But, you know, I would love, absolutely love to win a Columbus Podcast Award. You know, though I love doing what I'm doing, I don't need the extra motivation of winning awards, but it would be nice. I'm not going to lie. So, all right, with the big news out of the way, let's talk about my guest for episode 292. He is a wrestling personality, a wrestling journalist in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. His name is Dr. D. He is the creator, the founder, the owner of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence radio program. He's also the man behind the Dr. D's Wrestling Showcase. We sat down and had a wonderful talk about professional wrestling in general, kind of focusing on the indie level, if you will. Dr. D has been doing this a long time. He's got a lot of great stories. You know, we talk about all the cool things he has going on as, you know, the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area starts to open up, you know, after this. So post-COVID outbreak. And, you know, just as a side note, too, in all seriousness, for the last 15 months, I've been saying as I close up every episode, stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. And I think that as we start getting back to normal, and especially here in Ohio, we're getting like 200 cases a day, and there hasn't been any deaths in a while, and hospitalizations is way down to like 15 or so a day. I'm going to drop the stay safe and healthy. I think that, you know, that's understood now, that we can maybe just lighten up a little bit, you know? So hopefully I don't have to add that back in, all right? That we don't have some other pandemic that happens here in the next few months or the next few years. But so I'm dropping it. But one thing I'm not dropping is my opening reminder to you that I have a great sponsor. It's called World's Greatest Comics. They're the one-stop shop for all of your comic book related needs. If you need a comic book store to call your own, so to speak, to put down your hard-earned money to get comics, or back issues or graphic novels or toys or collectibles or posters or whatnot, you need to go over to World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And I know some of you are going, wait, John, I'm nowhere near Ohio. Well, that's okay. You can still interact with the folks on their website, which by the way is wgcomics.com, or through their Facebook page at WG Comics. And I got to be honest, that Facebook page is awesome. They really are very interactive with the people that go to the Facebook page and ask questions and whatnot. So check them out. And if you do check them out, either in person or online, please let them know that you heard about the store from me right here on the PVD cast. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'm going to talk pro wrestling with Dr. D. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me this afternoon is a standout in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. indie wrestling scene. We call him Dr. D. Doc, how you doing this afternoon?
The story goes like this, John. I am very excited and honored to be on your show, the PVD cast. Awesome love from the Columbus area, the Columbus, Ohio area. Awesome love to you all. Appreciate you having me on, man. I'm feeling great.
Well, you are the creator, the founder, the owner of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence radio program, and also the man behind Dr. D's Wrestling Showcase. Can we start just talking about those two items first, and then we'll go a little bit deeper into your fandom and your experiences in the indie scene and whatnot?
Well, pretty much, to really look at who Dr. D is, Dr. D is person or character that I created back in high school 35 years ago. Me and my best friend, we always loved wrestling, and we put on some wrestling shows there, you know, quote unquote, for the school, and just maybe around after I graduated from college, I graduated actually 20 years ago from college, and a few years later, Dr. D was re-evolved in the social media platforms, and from there, my nephew and I and some college friends, we established ourselves as the firm. And based on what I have always had started out with in my intros, I always referred to myself as the mark of excellence and always a mark for this business. So based out of that, we, the firm, had become the Wrestling Marks of Excellence, and hence the radio show that aired on Fox Sports 1340 out of the Richmond, Virginia area, technically Hopewell, Virginia, courtesy of a friend of mine, Glenwood Thomas, who lives in that area. So from there, that show took a life on its own, and because of that, I went on to create Dr. D's Wrestling Showcase based out of so many things that I have created in the past, being that I'm more of the guy that loves to either behind the camera or being in front of the camera, connecting with not only the wrestlers themselves, but with the fans as well, because I like to be at the shows. I like to be amongst the people, something that I missed this whole year, John, being connected to the people. And I'm so glad to be connected to the people again, as well as rebooting my Dr. D's Wrestling Showcase as we speak.
If somebody would tune in to Dr. D's Wrestling Showcase, what's a typical episode look like?
Well, a typical episode looks like basically covering pro wrestling in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, but it also gets a chance to talk to not only the superstars from pro wrestling, whether it's WWE or any of the other major promotions, but also it gets a chance to talk to the legends, the Hall of Famers. But one of my favorite pieces that I generally like to showcase, if you will, is that showcase the indie stars themselves who would eventually become the future stars. So if you saw me like over 10 years ago, I was there when Adam Cole got his break. I was there when Rich Swann started. I was there when Leo Rush and Velveteen Dream and referees, WWE referees, Jessica Carr and Derek Moore were in their beginnings. The thing about me is there are so many names that I tend to forget and I don't want to leave them out. But the thing that I love about what I've done over the years is not only the history of seeing these stars come up from the indies onto the main screen. I'll even throw out Shane Strickland, a.k.a. Isaiah Swerve Scott, who just won the NXT North American title. I remember seeing him back in the day throughout the D.C., Maryland, Virginia areas. But also, John, what it is the fact that you get to connect with them from their very beginning, from their early stages, and seeing how they have progressed, and being able to see them on television is such a positive look. And I love the fact that I can say that I was there when they have all started.
That is one of the kind of the perks, if you will, being in the independent level of wrestling, no matter if it's Ohio or Maryland or DC or whatnot, is that, yeah, you do get to see the baby steps. I hate to use that term, but you know what I mean? Like the baby steps of a wrestler's career as they're getting started.
Yeah, I refer to it as humble beginnings.
Okay, you know I like that. I'm going to steal that from now on. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've always referred to it as humble beginnings because it's like you know you see something in them, but it's a matter of how far do you think they could go from there? Because even now, with the indie legends that you would think would have already been on television, their role is just as important because they are probably the ones that have gotten the current stars that we know now from what they have started from when they began. So there's so many names behind the scenes as well as the ones that are on television today that makes it very, very important.
You know, we kind of got off track for a minute. I want to bring it back real quick to talking about the wrestling showcase.
Okay.
When does that air? Does air on DC TV, but what time slot for those folks that maybe are unaware of it and they're hearing about it for the first time, where can they catch episodes?
Everything right now in terms of the wrestling showcase that I've recorded in the past is on my YouTube platforms, and I have like a number of them, being that I've had switched from one YouTube to the next for so many years, and it's really an archive that's been over 10 years, starting from when it was just the original Dr. D show, just as it was titled. But Dr. D's Wrestling Showcase will be airing once again this summer on DC TV, and how you can watch it. You could watch it on dctv.org. Once I finally submit my latest episodes to DCTV, I will definitely get a time, schedule, and date to let you all know when it will air. But I will definitely also have it up on my YouTube pages as well. And if you're in the DC TV, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area and you have DC TV on three different providers, I want to say RCN, Verizon, and Comcast, Xfinity, Comcast are the main providers that carry DC TV in the DC area. But for everyone else, DCTV.org is where you could watch it live as well.
There you go. Well, let's talk a little bit about your fandom, because it's obvious, yeah, Doc, that you are a huge wrestling fan. So growing up, can you remember your very first experience you had watching wrestling?
The earliest I could say was when I was living in my original hometown, my birthplace, Newark, New Jersey. And every Friday night, of course, the only thing I could remember was WWWF coming on late Friday nights. The furthest memories of who I know I remember seeing were, of course, Vince, were, of course, Bruno Sammartino, and also Andre the Giant. But what really got it flourishing was when I moved to the DC area, where I not only was exposed to WWF, but also to NWA, also to AWA. And as it grown, especially when it came to stations, when it came to turning the channel, because of course, these days, who knows about VHF and UHF? You discover all these channels. Yeah, you discover all these channels. But just as you discover all these channels, you discover all this great wrestling that's going on. You discover World Class. You discover Mid-South, UWF. That's pretty much the wrestling that we were exposed to when it comes to being on TV in the DC, Maryland, Virginia areas, especially NWA and WWF, being that those were the main promotions that came to our town. My very first show that I attended live was at the DC Armory with me and my best friend Ali. We saw in the main event, this was the week before Starrcade 86, the Night of the Skywalkers, as a matter of fact.
Whoa.
And it was Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff, the Superpowers, versus Ric Flair and Tully Blanchard in the main event. And I always tell this story too. When my best friend and I, we were at the front of the Armory at will call, waiting to get our tickets, right? And then next thing you know, I would say, as my friends would call it, the mark out moment. Shout out to Mike Knotts for that term. We were just noticing the wrestlers coming mm-hmm. through the front door. And I'm like, you would figure that they were already be in the back and whatnot. And the thing is, we were just really excited that they are just walking in. The first person that we saw was Arn Anderson, and the next thing you know, we see Ivan Koloff, the Russian Bear, and what really got me is the fact that coming in the door were the World Tag Team Champions, the Rock and Roll Express, who I am friends to this day. The thing about it is, saying all of that, it's like when you become a fan is one thing, but you would never think that you would become connected to them on a personal level. That's the thing I love about being a pro wrestler, a pro wrestling fan, is the fact that if you become connected to these talents, it's more than fandom. It becomes family. I pretty much am grateful for the relationships that I have with the indie wrestlers and all the promotions, because we become a family. And something that is definitely needed is the fact that you have an interest in something, right, John?
Right.
If you have an interest in something, you will find yourself connected to people that have that same interest, that same love for what you do, which maybe at times isn't always popular, you know, because at the time when there have been times where I was teased, of course, for liking wrestling, but mm-hmm. nowadays when they see me meeting some of the greatest of all time, it's like, you're still teasing me now? You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I got you, man. And same thing. I mean, you know, my story is very similar to yours. You had those, you know, UHF and UHF channels that were playing all kinds of crazy wrestling from all over the world, you know, because growing up, I didn't have cable. You know, my parents were not spending $100 on cable. That wasn't happening. So,
right.
You know, you just played around and you tried to find what you could find. And then, you know, and the same, I got picked on in high school for liking wrestling because, you know, it was at that time a kind of a downtime in the industry and nobody was watching, you know, and I totally get it. I totally get it. I can empathize beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yes. Yes.
Who were some of your favorites back in the day?
I'm going to tell you right now, definitely, as much as I love WWF, people that know me will know off the bat that I'm an NWA guy through and through. Mm-hmm. Dusty Rhodes, my all-time favorite wrestler, love Dusty. Of course, Magnum TA, The Horseman, Ric Flair, Tully, The Andersons, Arn and Ole, the Road Warriors, my all-time favorite tag team. And just to stop right there for a second, I wanted to just mention how crazy it is. And I shared this point with a friend of mine who is one of the greatest indie wrestlers in our area by the name of Drolix. We are at a point right now, John, where there's no more Hawk and no more Animal. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think that and you would have thought, of course we're not going to live forever, you know, but the thing is, it's still weird for generations to not see what kind of tag team Hawk and Animal was, the greatest of all time. And speaking of tag teams, again, when I talk about my favorites, the Rock and Roll Express, definitely, the Midnight Express, I mean, some of the greatest ever. And I will say, when it came to WWF, I was definitely a Hulkamaniac, but I was also a fan of Macho Man, Ultimate Warrior, the Hart Foundation, the Bulldogs. It's just, the list is so crazy. But if you ever had to ask me what era was my all-time favorite era, it was definitely the 80s. Definitely the 80s, John.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, and we've used this term a little bit. Tell the folks a little bit about the Markish Tour.
The Markish Tour is, well, here's the thing. Every year I come up with something that is just something that is really resembles who I am as a fan. So to say what the Markish Tour is, it has to go back to really one, me being the mark of excellence, quote unquote, based on my fandom, how I describe my fandom as in pro wrestling. The Markish Tour is based on one, celebrating 35 years of being Dr. D, but also we'll be celebrating 15 years of Dr. D and the Firm and 15 years of the original Dr. D show that started it all, that started it everything from the Wrestling Marks of Excellence radio show to Dr. D's Wrestling Showcase, everything under what I created as Dr. D. That's what the Markish Tour really is what I'm calling it, based on the fact that the wrestling scene in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area is reopening. It started, I called it the Markish Tour, kicking it off back in May when MCW Maryland Championship Wrestling, as is once known, the WWE of Maryland, as I often called it, kicked off their Fan Fest. That's when they started their soft opening of bringing fans back in. And then the following couple of weeks, my friend Chad Clark and his organization, his company, IPO Sports Marketing, kicked off Baltimore Celeb Fest, which was a huge success, bringing in not only stars today and stars of the past, but it brought back kind of like a family reunion of wrestling fans from our area that haven't seen each other for over a year. Now that we're in July, my Marcus tour is really going to be exciting because Ring of Honor will be will be opening its doors back to fans on July 11th with Best in the World, and also an event that is reopening, that is the first pop culture Comic-Con convention in the DC area, known as BlurCon. BlurCon is where I always do my panel. And it usually consists of myself. It usually consists of my nephew, Corey, and also the wrestling realm, Brian Waters and Dwayne Allen, and Marcus King Kong Dallins, a longtime wrestling manager, and also the X-Man, Xavier Anderson from Inside the Square Circle. We started that a few years ago at BlurCon, and it's become a standing room only event when it comes to pro wrestling talk amongst other fans. And also this month, MCW will have its very first show once again with MCW Resurrection. So that'll be on July 24th. So saying all of that, everything that's being reopened in pro wrestling really is kicking off this month, and that's why my fandom, my Marcus tour is basically because I'm a mark for going back to these shows and being amongst family again.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Dr. D for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They're not only your one-stop shop for all your comic book-related needs, but they're also a great sponsor of the PBD cast. They've got single issues, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, back issues, and one world-class pull system. So stop on over to the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or if you're out of the Central Ohio area, check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com, and they're also on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics and let them know that you heard about the store from me, John Orlando, on the PVD cast.
And maybe for some listeners that are not familiar, BlurredCon is a pop culture convention for those who maybe historically haven't been accepted into convention life, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. BlurredCon, I can say, is probably the most diversified, the most inclusive pop culture convention that you could probably attend. And it's definitely a fact that even though we're like the smaller of the comic cons, because there's in the DC area there are three main comic con conventions. One, of course, is Awesome Con, which is the big one in our area, and then of course All Star Comic Con, which is also a pretty good sized comic book convention, which is also has its diversities as well. But BlurCon has always been like that intimate, very intimate comic con that really brings people closer together, people of all creeds, races, and what have you there. And it definitely gives you that sense of comfort, sense of free space to be a fan of whatever you are into, whether it's pro wrestling, whether it's anime, video games, of course, Marvel, DC, any other kind of comic characters that you're a fan of that maybe are historically been that hasn't been of that particular persuasion that you are, if you know where I'm going with that. It's definitely something that has been considered one of the standouts in our area in terms of comic conventions. But the thing is, we're excited about is this is the very first in-person pop culture convention of the DC area this year.
You know, since we're kind of talking about this topic, so to speak, of representation, I think we can agree the representation in pro wrestling is much better than it was, you know, back in the 80s and maybe even the 90s. And there's been so many successes and so many gains, so to speak, in representation in wrestling. Do you think that there's still some changes that need to happen to strengthen those successes that have happened over the past few years?
Absolutely, John. I think it's the fact that, one, to me, the representation is out there more than ever. But the thing is, we can't just be happy for the representation at that moment. And the reason why I'm going this direction is there are times where we can be rooting for that particular person to be the guy or the girl to be that particular superstar or champion and what have you. But then once it's over, it's like, okay, we're tired of seeing that person now. Let's move on to the next. Or why are they getting this opportunity again? Why are we seeing them win this again? You know, didn't we already see this before? And that's got to stop. That's got to stop because we were happy for them. We've been rooting for them to get to the point where they needed to be for so long. And now that they're here, we want them to still be that person. Yes, we have some others that we would like to see on that same plateau, and that's fine. But be happy with who we put out as that superstar, who we have been identifying with for so long, and now that they're there, let's keep them there. Don't get tired of them now. We wanted them there. Let them stay there. You get what I'm saying? So basically, I think what has to not only change but only maintain is the fact that these are the talents that we wanted as stars anyway. We're rooting for them. Let's continue to root for them. Let's not turn a blind eye now that they're the stars that they are, because we got them there in the first place.
I totally understand where you're going with that. And I think that one of the things you mentioned while I was doing my research on another podcast was that fans have a responsibility, so to speak, to, number one, uphold these gains that have been made in the wrestling industry, and also be kind of a voice for change. So what do you think, or how do you think fans can do that?
Let's continue to uplift them positively. And the reason where I'm going with this is I always have my refer to my two definitions of a mark. Number one is just being a fan, which I fall under that term. But then there's the number two definitions of a mark where let's just say, quote unquote, the toxic fans that you probably read and see about in those social media platforms, those that generally don't have a clue. You know what I mean? I might as well say it. The number two definition of a mark refers to some of those toxic fans that aren't, that they think that you heard a term, they're entitled to their opinion. Well, no, they're not entitled to it if you're going to be so Debbie Downer about it. And basically what I'm saying is, you know the term, how people have people's opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. Well, no, those that are continuing to be toxic, they're not entitled to any kind of opinion at all. They're just being buttholes, John. And that's how I feel about it.
That's
so
right.
So the thing is, John, the fandom, the culture of the fandom in social media, it really, really needs to get better. It really needs to get better, because the thing that I've always loved about being connected to the indie wrestling scene is because I get to know them not only as a fan, but as a friend, because they're people too. When you have, and the thing is, when you have the chance to even meet legends and become connected to some of these legends that you've seen on television for so many years, you become connected to them not only as a fan, but also as a friend. They confide in you. They share their personal lives with you that they probably wouldn't share with anybody else. So many names that I have become connected to in this business, it's like I had to look at how some of the pro wrestlers today are feeling when it comes to someone saying things out the way. It's like, let's do better. We need to get it together. I'm not and John, I'm gonna tell you, I'm not going to pretend that there have been times where I may have said some things that made others look at me sideways. I mean, it's just how I reacted at the moment. And the thing is, I had to learn from it too. So basically, saying all of that, we just gotta just do better and watching what we say and trying to be careful of how we say it.
I agree wholeheartedly. As a matter of fact, you know, just real quickly, last week's or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, myself and some of my colleagues, we discussed AEW, and that was the thing that I really drove home. Yeah, they're doing some good things, and we should highlight those. It seems like everybody likes to point out the negatives, and there are negatives. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
There are negatives. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think that's when you talk about those toxic fans, there's no positive. It's all negative. It's all them just, quite frankly, crapping on whatever. And sometimes pushing that line to attacking a wrestler for their personal life is not the same as critiquing a match and going, that match wasn't very good because of this and this and this. Those are two different things. Those are two different things. One of them should never happen. And I think that's where fans need to step in and go, no, you know what? You can't say that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Well, let's start kind of wrapping up some things here real quick. So I'm going to put you on the spot here, Doc. If you had to pick one indie wrestler that many people probably don't know, that we should probably keep our eyes on, who might that be, in your opinion? Who is the one indie wrestler we need to keep our eyes on?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I got you, didn't I? I got you.
Oh, my God. You really going to get me in trouble here. You know, I am kind of biased here. If I had to narrow down that one guy, I might as well say his name again. I've been a huge fan of the guy known as the Black Jack Tripper and known as Drolix. If you know somebody that has always been that particular individual who has that presence about them that you don't want to mess with, but at the same time, he's one of the most humble dudes that you ever want to meet if you know him personally, that would be that guy, Drolix, the leader of Black Wall Street, one of the greatest faction in the indie scene in our area. Black Wall Street was basically our Black Four Horsemen that consisted of Chuck Lennox, Solo, Napalm, and Amber Rodriguez. But the thing about Drolix is this is a guy that I have been rooting for a long time, for many, many years. And he, again, has been that guy that helped Leo Rush. He's been that guy that helped Velveteen Dream. He's been that guy that is now the head trainer of MCW, based on the passing of the greatest Maryland wrestler of all time, the Bruiser, in who lost his battle last year to leukemia. I've always rooted for Drolix because he's a guy that I've always probably wanted to be in that main event scene like others, but he's been that guy that, like many legends that we know of who have, may have been, let's say, they may have only, we have may only seen them as jobbers on WWF TV. That's another thing we miss, John. I miss people that are just jobbers, not everybody that has a character, but they're just jobbers enhancing the talent. Drolix is that guy that I won't say is an enhancement talent, but he enhanced some of those names that I told you about that are in WWE right now, or have been in WWE, I should say. But he represents being that guy that you would want to work with. Pretty much, you know, dare I say it, Drolix could probably be that Undertaker. He is that locker room. He is that locker room leader in NCW for sure. So if there's a guy that I would have people looking up, whether he ever makes TV or not, that would be the guy, Drolix.
You know what? You mentioned enhancement talent is something you would love to see brought back from the 80s. And I'm going to throw it out real quick. I would like us in the world of professional wrestling to maybe start not pulling back the curtain as far.
Yeah.
Look, we all know, Doc, that kayfabe is dead. But you know what? It doesn't hurt to maybe just pull that curtain back a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah. Let's leave a little mystery out there.
Oh, my gosh, John. The thing that I hate these days is I hate dirt sheets. I hate dirt sheets that we have to reference when it comes to wrestling news and when it comes to insiders and when it comes to sources. It's like, who are these insiders? Who are these sources? It's like, oh, my God, man. I don't want to know about anything that's going to spoil what I'm going to watch on television. I don't want to know about anybody being signed or re-signed and will be coming on soon or making a return. There's a certain suspense of disbelief that needs to be kept. A certain suspense of mystery, like you said, that we still need in pro wrestling, because the dirt sheets still don't always get it right. You know what I mean? If I ever decide to come back and do a podcast, if you will, then I would just want to talk about what actually has happened on pro wrestling television, as well as what may have happened after the dirt sheets may have reported it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. And like I said, it's I'm not saying that we have to close that curtain completely. I don't think we can. I don't think you can put the genie back in the bottle. But it just would be nice, as you said, to not have things spoiled. That, hey, Impact did a bunch of tapings. Here's what happened. No, what's the point of me watching it now? You ruined it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't do that with F9, right? You wouldn't go, hey, here's how Fast and the Furious 9 ends. No, you get slapped for that, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Well, Doc, let's start wrapping up here, and let's talk real quickly. You have the Pro Wrestling Dream panel at Blurred Con. That's happening July 16th and 17th, correct?
Yes, correct, correct. And I'm glad you said that because I want to make this pretty clear to everyone that's listening, or especially those who are attending. The Friday starting at the first panel will start at 6:15 p.m. and then Saturday the next panel will start at 4:30 p.m. And in order to attend, we're not out of the woods yet. And again, this isn't me, and nor this is BlurCon. Mandates are still in place. You have to, one, of course, you have to register. Two, of course, you have to have a mask. And three, you have to have your vaccine card. You have to be fully vaccinated to attend. Hopefully we'll be back to normal next year, but right now this is the criteria to attend BlurCon. Everybody has to pick up their own badges. Everyone from the workers at BlurCon to the panelists to the attendees, everybody has to pick up their own badge this time. So yes, BlurCon all day starting Friday to Sunday, but for my panel, Friday 6:15 p.m. Saturday 4:30 p.m. John,
where's going to be some other places you're going to be? Because I think you mentioned MCW has a show that you're going to be going to, and I think you mentioned Baltimore Celeb Fest as well, right?
Yes. So how it looks right now, definitely July 11th with Ring of Honor, Best in the World at UMBC, and MCW July 24th, that Saturday, MCW Arena in Joppa, Maryland. Even a couple of days before that, the IPO Sports Marketing, the sponsors of Baltimore Celeb Fest, will be bringing in Ring of Honor's Danhausen on July 22nd for an appearance, for a signing. So that will be at the MCW Arena. So I will definitely be making that trip up to meet Danhausen, in addition to attending MCW on July 24th. Also, a couple of events to look at: the return of Adrenaline Championship Wrestling in August. Another favorite promotion of mine in Maryland. That, of course, you'll see James Ellsworth, who I've known for many, many years. He's a part of ACW and EWA. In Maryland, EWA is returning in September. And EWA, again, is a promotion that I pretty much, the Dr. D Show and the Wrestling Showcase really has called home from the very beginning, when I had the chance to meet Jake the Snake Roberts and interviewing him, and seeing Adam Cole in his humble beginnings, Rich Swann, Nyla Rose, those particular names I've all seen in their early days at EWA. They're returning in September. And also, I want to shout out Capital Combat Championship Wrestling, C3W. They're looking to return pretty soon as well. And that promotion, when we're talking about diversity and inclusivity, promotion right there, C3W, being the young guns in our area, they're just celebrated 2 years of bringing pro wrestling in our urban environments, and I'm looking forward to being connected with C3W. They had honored me with an award for community service, if you will, to the business for quite some time, and I really hold C3W to the highest regard. So MCW, EWA, ACW, C3W, those are the promotions that you want to check out. And also, getting when we were talking about earlier before we joined, when we talked about Trisha Dora, shout out to Fight Club Pro Wrestling, where the Pan-African champion herself, Trisha Dora, does reign. Shout out to her. Shout out to Billy Dixon. And shout out to Johnny Cross. And shout out to J.A. Shout out to everybody that's a part of Fight Club Pro Wrestling and Pan-African. So those promotions right there right now are resurfacing in our area. And so do look up all of them.
Were you going to be a part of Baltimore Slugfest 2 that's happening in October as well, or?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I definitely looking forward to being a part of Baltimore Select Fest 2. That's and what's so crazy about that is MCW will also be there as well. MCW will also have a show there as well. So that's going to be really fun and very interesting, because I've been in that location where I've seen pro wrestling, where ACW had their show along with Big Time Pro Wrestling. I've been in that location to see a wrestling event. And of course, I was just there for Baltimore Celeb Fest. So how it's all going to go down, it's going to be insane. It's going to be crazy. The names that IPO Sports Marketing is dropping right now is just amazing. And for the attendance to be at the height that it was then, I mean, how you could fit it all in that venue right now. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I'm there for the whole day. I'm going to be there for the whole day, John.
There you go. Well, Doc, let's tell the folks where they can keep tabs on you in terms of social media, website, et cetera, et cetera.
Everywhere on all my social media platforms, I am at THA, the real, REAL, Dr. D, DOCTAD. That's the same for everything, for Facebook, for Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and yeah, I'm connected now on Discourse and Clubhouse as well.
All right, there you go. Doc, thanks so very much for sitting down and chatting with me, man. It's been fun.
All love, brother. Thank you, John. I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm be enjoying more of PVD Cast.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Dr. D, talking about professional wrestling and even focusing on the independent level of professional wrestling. Please do follow Dr. D on social media and keep tabs on all of his projects, including Dr. D's Wrestling Showcase. And once again, thanks, Dr. D, for jumping on the PVD cast and chatting with me. I appreciate it. Now it's time for me to tell you where you can get in touch with me if you have a question about this episode or any episode of the PVD cast. You can shoot me an email if you like, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can drop me a line over at the Facebook and Instagram feeds for the PVD Cast. Just search for @PVDcast. And you can even get in touch with me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. Now, maybe you want to let some folks know about this podcast. Well, tell them there's a lot of different avenues where they can hear it. Obviously, pvdcast.com is the online home of yours truly and the best place to get each episode, but it's also available through all of those major podcasting platforms. All you got to do is go to your favorite platform. In the search bar, put PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put John Orlando after it, and you should be able to find it. And please, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe when you listen to an episode. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm. And of course, subscribing means you never miss an episode of the PVD cast.
Now, I need to also let you know that there's a Facebook broadcast every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I play the weekly episode of the PVDcast. And again, go to at PVDcast on Facebook, and on Monday nights, you can hear the episode, and I am there live, and you can kind of interact with me as well. And that Facebook broadcast is also simulcast through my friends at the Three Geeks Podcast and the Scene Snobs as well. Please check out thescenesnobs.com. They have a litany of great podcasts on that website. And also check out 3geeks.ninja. They have a lot of great content over on their website as well. One final reminder to please go over to columbuspodcastawards.com/nominations and vote for the PVD cast in the society and culture category. And if you'd like, you want to give some love to my other side project, go down to the TV and film category and vote for Matt Talk as well. I know it's cliche and I've already said it, but it's an honor to be nominated and hopefully I win. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. So I thank you for checking out the episode and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent. Has been a production of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2021.